RSN 927's Racing Pulse with Matthew Stewart.
20 minutes to 10. Historic, and not in the best way, situation in the Barossa Valley with the end of training at the historic Lindsay Park property. And Tony McAvoy is on the line to talk about his memories. Mac, I felt a bit sad when I saw a tweet yesterday of the last truck rolling out of Lindsay Park in the Barossa Valley. I imagine you felt the same.
Yeah, it was mixed sort of feelings. We're pretty prepared for it now, my wife and I, Joe and I. So, but yeah, it was a little emotional to see the truck driving down.
Was it a surprise? I know Wayne, obviously, I think he just wanted to rein things in a little bit, possibly, and I know the numbers had reduced on the property, but the absolute decision to sell, did that come as a bit of a surprise to you?
A little bit, yeah. Wayne sort of came down and came up and stayed with us and said that he's just going to have a bit of a change of direction with all the stuff that he's got invested in. And he was selling quite a few bits of property all around the place. So, and the two farms were in that he decided to, he wanted to sell, and still be our biggest owner still be a supporter, but he just didn't want to continue with the properties.
Any idea at the moment about whether a buyer interest and whether it may continue as a racing property?
Oh, well, it hasn't quite been put on the market yet, Matt. The horses just only left yesterday. We've got a bit of tidying up to do, Joe and I, and there's sort of a couple of maintenance guys still there, and I've got a couple of staff still there packing up all the racing stuff, all the racing gear and all the horse stuff. And then, we're going to tidy everything up, and then it'll be put on the market.
Reminds me a bit of the Macedon Lodge situation, and there might be some news there as well. Sad to sell, but in some way even sadder if it's dismantled as a racing property. And I know its previous life back in the CSA's days, I think it was a cattle farm or something like that. But for it to be sold is one thing, but then for it to be dismantled for that purpose would be extra sad, wouldn't it?
Yeah, a real shame. Matt, quite honestly, if racing in South Australia, if we were racing for like $75,000 a race, I would go on and take it over from Wayne. I'd get some investors to take it on and stay there. But with racing just not going as well as it could be with stake money in South Australia, the investment's just a bit so. But look, it could be a trading centre, Matt. Like it could hold four trains. There's 120 stables there, and I'm not sure how big the biggest trainer in Adelaide, how many horses they've got. But if you had four trainers with 30 each on their books, it'd be a magnificent place to train because it works.
It's just a shame that, you know, there's things going on elsewhere, isn't it? I know Murray Bridge, they're building a lot of new boxes. It's almost like the others are focusing elsewhere.
Yeah, well, Murray Bridge, there hasn't been a blade of sand moved yet. There's not one thing built there at this stage, so it's been badly delayed for some reason. So, I'm not sure what's happening.
All right, well, you never know. We'll see what happens there. Do you remember the first time you wandered into the Barossa and wandered into Lindsay Park?
Yeah, I remember the first day I got on a bus from Streaky Bay and bused it to Adelaide, got on another bus to Angaston, but didn't. The bus stop, and the biggest car I ever seen in my life turned up, a big maroon Statesman. Colin and Betty that picked me up from the bus stop. So I was like a mouse in the back seat of this car, scared to say too much. And we drove up to Lindsay Park, and CS put his blinker on to turn left into the stable, and Betty said, "Where are you going, Colin?" And he said, "I'm dropping him at the apprentice quarters." He said, "He's not staying in there with them at the apprentice quarters. He's coming to stay with us." And CS said, "No, he's not."
He looks like a rascal. He's not staying with us.
So that was my first day. And and lobbed up into my room, and that was the start.
There's a cottage at Cornerstone, which was originally part of the bigger Lindsay Park property, and it almost predates Adelaide settlement. It's almost like the Barossa was settled before Adelaide was settled, and I think it was about 1842 or something like that. And I was sitting having a barbecue in that cottage with Sam Hayes, and he said, "See that what's left of a room up the back? I think it was made of sandstone or bluestone." He said McAvoy used to live in that room. Do you remember that cottage?
Yeah, I lived in a little cottage. It was called Windy Hill, we called it.
Yep.
It was a little sand. Well, it was sandstone then, but when I lived in it, it was tin.
Right.
Just a little corrugated iron, two-bedroom place. Cold as cold, but we had a lot of fun there.
And Lindsay Park's not as, it is all about its own great history, but it's part of a bigger history of the Barossa and the wineries and the pubs and the towns and so on. And that was very much part of your youth, wasn't it? I think a few of the pubs, you might have made your presence felt once or twice.
Oh, well, just too many years ago to remember now. But yeah, I was to get myself in a few scuffles back in the day. When Colin Hayes, the publican or someone would dob on me to the boss, and he called me into the office and he'd say, "What were you doing fighting?" And I'd say, "Oh, well, someone was just talking bad of the park, boss, so I just couldn't put up with it."
No, you didn't suffer fools lightly, never have, and still don't to this day. Mac, I was talking to Nick Redden from Racing SA yesterday, and he said we were talking about how South Australia has become a very strong focus for Victorian punters with all the wet weather in Sydney and so on. And even though your base is going to be in Ballarat, you're still going to be taking horses on a regular basis to Adelaide, and you still reckon you might be able to even win an Adelaide Premiership from a Ballarat base?
Well, look, it's not impossible. That's not impossible at all. I mean, Colin Hayes won Victorian Premierships from South Australia back in the day, but yeah, look, I've got a nice two-year-old filly that was bred by Cornerstone, in fact, and owned by Cornerstone clients, running at Murray Bridge on Saturday. She'll come back across to run there. So, absolutely, if the races are there to suit the horse, we'll travel for sure.
Was there a final dinner, or is there to be a final dinner at the property with you and Joe? Maybe just a quiet little one out on the deck or something?
Look, Joe and I are still there for, we're there till the end of June. Tidying up. So we had all our racing, all the horse staff, we had them to dinner the other night. We went to the little Thai restaurant in Angaston, and then we got the maintenance guys, the office staff and the vets, and a few of our contractors. We're going to have a dinner when I get back from Brisbane.
Personal relationships that'll be not lost but sort of going separate ways. There's a lot of layers to this story, isn't there?
Matt, don't get me wrong, Joe and I are both very excited now about the new venture, moving to Ballarat and being there with Calvin, and our daughter Eliza's in Melbourne, so we're really looking forward to that. But at our stage of our lives, in our early 60s, to be having to leave your lifelong friends, I know we're not going too far away, but yeah, it's a weird stage of your life to have to pack up and shift again.
And the Vorsters are going to be making a similar move, albeit with less history in the Barossa. But I know Baron Vorster loved the Barossa, so a bit of a wrenching experience. Hey, before I let you go, have you got a winner for us on the weekend?
Look, I'm heading up to Brisbane now. I'm hoping Twin Stars can win the sire in Brisbane. It's a pretty good colt. Hasn't done a lot wrong. And I think he'll line it up there. It's just the rain around's making me a little bit nervous, but I think he'll be really competitive up there.
I wonder what ever happened to that big maroon Statesman of CS's. It should be in some museum somewhere, shouldn't it?
Well, I remember he got a bog one day at the dairy. We used to have a dairy on Lindsay Park, and he got it bogged, and Graham Smith and I went down in the tractor to pull him out. And Graham said to Colin, he said, "Now, Buff, let me pull you out. Don't you try and drive out. You just let me do it." So CS puts it in drive, puts his foot down flat out. Graham's pulling him out. CS then hit a bit of terra firma and ran straight into the back of the tractor. Of course, blame Graham.
He could train, but he couldn't drive CS. Hey, Mac, good on you. Lots of memories. I know it's been, certainly an emotional time for you and others, but life moves on and Ballarat's going gangbusters.
Yeah, really good. I mean, we had four runners yesterday and three winners, and the other one should have won. So the horses are racing beautifully out of there, and I can't wait to get there and get my teeth right into it and be there full time.
Good on you, Mac.
Thanks, Matt.